It's the WP Minute special episode today, a quick interview with Brad Tunard from Delicious Brains, former owner of Advanced Custom Fields, WP Migrate, WP Offload Media, WP Offload SES, and Better Search Replace. That's right, if you haven't heard, WP Engine has acquired that suite of some of the most popular WordPress plugins in the marketplace, while Brad and team turn their attention to focus on SpinUp WP, Brad's sort of do-it-yourself hosting platform. I am a user and customer of that platform as well. You can hear more of how he describes where he's going with that product and what his plans are now that WP Engine has acquired the set of plugins. If you want to support independent WordPress news like this, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. At the time of this episode, I only need 4 more selfies with Matt Cromwell out in WordCamp Europe. That'll bring my total donation to $100 to a big orange heart. So find that tweet on the WP Minute Twitter handle and grab a selfie with Mr. Matt Cromwell if you're out there in WordCamp Europe. $5 per selfie. It goes to a great cause, a big orange heart. I will then challenge all of the brands that I know to match my $100 to donate as well. Okay, here we go. My interview with Brad Tunard. The million-dollar question, why sell a suite of WordPress popular, profitable, and beloved plugins, of which was ACF, which you only acquired nearly a year ago? Why sell a suite of plugins?
I was not planning on selling. I've kind of gone through the thought process of selling. I think I had a panic attack in 2017. Should I sell? Oh my God, what am I doing? But eventually, after a lot of thought, reflection, reading some books, I realized that if I sold my software company, I would probably just end starting another software company. So then what's the point of selling my software company if I'm going to start another one? And the point would be if I didn't enjoy the current software company that I was in. But I loved Delicious Brains. I loved the people I was working with. So there was really no point to selling. But something changed for me in December. That's when I realized, like, actually, I could sell some of the business and keep some of the business. Or actually, I said, maybe I could. I didn't know if there would be a buyer out there that would be willing to let me go, right, and continue on with part of the business. I figured, you know, maybe I'll get an advisor and I'll see what happens, see what they say. And you know, next thing, you know, one thing led to another and then, you know, and here we are. So it all worked out.
The multi-million dollar question. How much did WP Engine acquire the set of software for?
Yeah, nice try. That is confidential. We won't be revealing the purchase price. So I know that's a tough one to take, but it's pretty common. I don't think the purchase price is rarely revealed.
Who approached who first? Did you knock on their door? Were you looking for a suitor? And how long did it take to get a deal like this done?
So I think when we did the ACF acquisition, you know, kind of put me on a bunch of people's radar. So, you know, after the ACF acquisition, I definitely took some calls with people that were interested to hear about how I was thinking about things and trying to sniffing around to see, you know, if there might be something there in the future. So yeah, that's kind of when it happened. But it wasn't just WP Engine. There were several parties that I was talking to around that time. But again, I wasn't interested in selling at that time, so it was really just chatting, really.
What made this deal, aside from the buyout number, feel so much different than the many other deals you've done in the past, both selling and or acquiring? What was the big difference with this one?
I've only ever been part of one other exit. I started a web hosting company in the early 2000s that I exited around 2011, I believe. And I mean, that was a much smaller business than what I had here. So like you said, that's the big thing. The numbers are much larger. And of course, the company, you know, WP Engine is a much larger buyer. So there's differences there as well.
Is part of the Delicious Brains team going to go to WP Engine? What does a restructure look like, if any, is happening within Delicious Brains?
So I'm keeping the spin-up WP team, and the plugins team is going to WP Engine. It was really important for me for the team to go to a good place that's going to take care of them. And it's also important to me that the team gets to keep doing the great work that they've been doing. I think a lot of people are taking comfort in the fact that the people that have been working on the products and doing a great job working on the products are going to continue that work. So I think that's super important.
Spin Up WP becomes the main focus until you sell that to WP Engine in the future. Does this sale help extend the runway for Delicious Brains and Spin Up WP, or will you seek more traditional funding routes for Spin Up WP?
I haven't really thought too much about funding Spin Up WP. I guess one thing is that I'm not quite sure what I would do with funding. And that's always a problem. I don't think you should take funding unless you know how to put it to work to make a dent. I've heard of people taking funding to extend runway, and I'm not sure I entirely agree with that. I think you also need to be able to deploy those funds and speed up the growth, right? I think that's what an investor would be looking for. So anyway, I don't think Spin Up WP is quite at that place. We haven't really realized the vision I had for that product, and just plowing money into it isn't going to make a big difference there, I don't think. So the plan for Spin Up WP is just to kind of a slow burn, right? To kind of realize that vision, to get to that place that I've seen for years now, and that we still haven't gotten to. That's the plan for Spin Up WP in the short term. In the longer term, maybe funding does make sense. I'm definitely not writing that off. So, and who knows, maybe WP Engine, I think I've joked about that with them, maybe in 5 years we'll sell Spin Up WP to WP Engine, but who knows, right? Lots of different things could happen in the next 5 years.
Dive into the business builder's mind. What kind of clarity or relief, if any, does this give you? Any pressure relieved off you mentally, physically, or from the team by not having to focus on those tools anymore?
Well, this is going to allow me to focus on Spin Up WP. Once I've helped with the transition to WP Engine, I'm going to be able to focus entirely all of my time on Spin Up WP. And I'm really looking forward to that, because I've only really been spending a third of my time at most, probably not even that, on, definitely not even a third, because I just wore so many hats in the larger business that was Delicious Brains. So I think being able to focus on Spin Up is just really exciting to me. And I think I'm just really pumped to be able to do that.
Do you think you'll ever transition to a proper WordPress hosting company with standard support protocols and hosting fees? And don't lie to me, there's big money there.
I thought a lot about this, so thanks for asking that. I was going down that road earlier this year. I was thinking that we would build out one of the biggest objections with Spin Up is that people don't want to sign up, run their own servers, and then run into a huge problem and be completely on their own, right? Because that's essentially the level of support that we provide, right? We're basically providing, an app support that you would typically get, not managed hosting support, which is a totally different level of support. So I was planning on building out a support team, like having a kind of managed subscription that was separate. So if you wanted to use Spin Up WP, just the software as a control panel, you could do that, or you could kind of bolt on this managed component to it. And I was pitching this kind of to some of my entrepreneur friends, and they said, why? Why are you doing that? Why are you're building basically a separate business? Like, don't you just want to be a software company? And I just, yeah, that kind of just blew my mind. And I realized I needed to think about it some more and realize, like, they're right. Like, do I really want to be building an army of support people, or do we just want to keep being a software company? And so at the moment, that's my vision for the future, is that we're going to just keep Spin Up WP as a software company. And maybe there are services that pop up around Spin Up WP, but they won't be run by us. Maybe there'll be service companies that are run by, you know, third parties or something like that. I mean, there are already third party support services, right? So maybe that's what happens. But right now I have no interest in building that side of the business.
Number 9, any regrets so far in running a business and in life with Delicious Brains?
No, not a one, not yet. Anyway. Yeah, I don't think there will be either. I've thought, you know, I've thought this through a lot, done a lot of thinking, kind of looked at it from a lot of different angles. So I'm pretty confident that this is the right path forward for myself and everyone, I think.
Any parting words of advice, promos, or the platform is yours. Tell us, where do you want folks to go to say thanks? Do you want to say something? You're on the stage. Give us what you got.
I guess I'll just say that I'm just really, really excited about the future. I think the plugins couldn't be going to a better place in WP Engine, and the team as well, going to WP Engine, the team that works on the plugins. And then, you know, being able to focus my time in the future on Spin Up WP once we transition everything over, like, I couldn't be happier with the exit from that part of the business and being able to continue on and still having meaning and purpose in my life. And I think I've seen a lot of comments from Spin Up customers, and they're actually thrilled by this news as well. So I'm just really excited to roll up my sleeves and get to work and focus on that business.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday at thewpminute.com. Don't forget, if you want to support independent WordPress news like this, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of people. We have Raquel out in WordCamp Europe right now. That wasn't cheap. That wasn't cheap to get her out there. Support us. Go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport to get interviews like this, content from folks like Eric Karkovac and the rest of the WP Minute producers. All right, now all you have to do is share this on social media and subscribe at thewpminute.com.